Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Days after we reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it's all been cleaned up. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Pros like you do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of the supplies you need and at the right prices. Pick up Mape Mortar at our everyday low price of $14.98 and get floor tiles starting at just 49 cents a tile. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell 1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell 100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a Southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right. Every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery, and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville. Or visit them online at brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hey everyone, Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting on this Thursday, and this is a very special day for Cram the Van because we are hitting this from two locations today. Two locations. Not only will we be at Chicken Salad Chick at the High Point Town Center in Prattville taking your donations, but we are also going to be at Bachelor Technologies at Brockport Court as well. Now, here are your two incentives. If you go to Chicken Salad Chick and you donate anything, even a monetary donation, you will get a free scoop of classic Carol chicken salad, okay? If you go to Brockport Court and go to Bachelor Technologies, they are going to be on site handing out free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches with chips and a drink. So make sure you head on over to one or both of those places. Help us out. Donate what you can. We'll be there until 1 o'clock. Hopefully we'll see you very soon. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lawyers for the El Paso suspect's family say his mom called police weeks before the mass shooting,
expressing concern that her son was purchasing a, quote, AK-type firearm.
Flash flooding from the plains to the East Coast, and now a tornado.
People scrambling as the headquarters of USA Today is evacuated after reports of a man with a gun, later determining it was a false alarm.
With pressure growing on lawmakers, it appears there may be momentum to pass something known as red flag laws. It would allow
police to remove weapons temporarily from people who might be a threat.
That Canada-wide search for those teenage murder suspects ended with the discovery of what are believed to be their remains.
Backlash is growing against Equinox and SoulCycle after it was revealed their billionaire owner is set to hold a fundraiser for the president.
Trejo says he was just in the right place at the right time. He watched a woman smash into an oncoming car. Trejo and another person pulled that young boy out of the back seat who was trapped in his car seat.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. This is on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. Tom Morris is up 315 points. Let me get the temperature. I'll bring in Joey first. Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
92 degrees outside. I'm going to start calling Fresh Market the new shrimp capital of Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
I normally will get seafood at Destin Connection and things like that, but that price was so great, and the cost of shrimp was so good. So I got a half a pound of the Alabama shrimp,
And these $7.99
are like a pound.
Your standard, when you think jumbo shrimp, it's about
they're
that.
Large, yeah. They're large.
Yeah.
And my half a pound are 14. They're in there.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Now, I got one class of shrimp. Went down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and got my corn. Old Bay seasoning, a beer, a little bit of water, boiled the large shrimp, and then let them sit out, then put the Old Bay on top of them. Had my Corona, had my corn that just came out of the microwave, put butter on it, drew some butter, had some cocktail sauce, and did the big colossal shrimp in a pan. So, Joey, for approximately $7.25, I had the most incredible meal last night.
For $7.25, you had this seafood feast.
It was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Could I speak on behalf of some of the listeners for
a
moment?
Please.
And it's from a place of love, but also frustration.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do this thing called intermittent fasting, Dan. I might have a little bit of an energy drink, might have a little bit of protein, but I try not to eat till a little later in the day. And when you talk about Fresh Market this way, with all those shrimpers at different size levels, with You're driving me crazy.
I'm driving you nuts.
You're making me want to go to Fresh Market.
I can understand that because that's what I did. It's like my car was, I was trying to turn it. No. The car's heading into the Fresh Market parking lot.
Sounds so
it
good.
Didn't even, and the car didn't even eat shrimp.
I know.
He just knows what's good for me. But I want to tell you something. For that amount, for $7.25,
yeah,
that was a bargain.
That is
an absolute
quite a
bargain.
Deal. Yeah.
And then the Atlanta Braves whipped up on the Twinkies again. They scored 12 runs two nights ago, 11 runs last night. And the Twinkies are pretty good. They have like a 633 average on there, which is pretty good. And but the Bravos looked really good last night. I was very pumped up about that. And little Danny Boy was a happy camper. My eyesight's coming back. Things are looking sharper and brighter, which I like. And,
nice.
I know. I'm getting excited about next Monday when I go back and get my follow-up checkup here. Okay, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for that. We didn't do the Fresh Market drawing, did we?
You're right. You're right. Yes, there are two people in this drawing.
Okay, let me...
We just got so enthralled with Artur Davis.
Well, I tell you, I got some comments about that last night.
I enjoyed the interview with
him.
Yeah,
it was, really was enjoyable. He, the other Dan Morris stopped me at Publix. There are several Dan Morrises. This is my namesake, Dan Morris. We went to church together. We've known each other forever. We blame anything that happens that we do wrong, we blame it on the other Dan Morris. It's hilarious. It like locker room bills and things like that. But let me get the random number generator.
We can essentially flip a coin here.
We could, but then we wouldn't get to use that random number generator.
Exactly. I did enjoy Artur. If he can make his past a strength for some people, I bet is a weakness, like being on kind of both sides of the fence of the political party. So I think it's a strength, especially for a nonpartisan job like the mayor should be. So I was very impressed with Artur.
Me.
And the winner is Captain John.
Captain John, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Fresh Market $50 gift card. And I want you to get that gift card because I want you to get some of those shrimpers. You are going to go crazy. That and the ribeye steak, that's Saturday night's dinner. Let's do this. Mass ice raid in Mississippi. Let's listen to the story on CBS this morning.
The largest single state immigration raid in U.S. history has divided families in some Mississippi communities. Federal agents yesterday arrested about 680 workers at seven food processing plants in six cities. The raids, apparently planned for more than a year, happened just hours before President Trump met with victims of the El Paso shooting. Omar Villafranca is here. Omar, what do we know about these raids?
Good morning. We know that several hundred agents surrounded the perimeters of the food processing centers to prevent people from leaving. And then after the operation, U.S. Attorney Michael Hirst issued a stark warning to businesses: comply with the law or we're coming after you.
Governments, please put your heart. Let my parents be free with the everybody else, please.
Magdalena Gomez Gregorio pleaded for the return of her dad, one of hundreds of undocumented immigrants rounded up Wednesday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
My dad didn't do nothing. He's not a criminal.
The 11-year-old and other children of those arrested stayed at a community center gymnasium overnight after about 600 immigration agents targeted food processing plants across central Mississippi. Some employers were also arrested.
While we do welcome folks from other countries, they have to follow our laws.
Okay, so major raid, and basically they're chicken processing plants and processing plants, basically. They encircled the business, they went in and then cuffed them, then took them to a processing center. If the kids did not have somebody who could take care of them, then they went and got the kids, and then they took care of them. Unlike what you can hear down in Brazil and some other folks talk about. Let's go to the second part of the story on CBS.
One by one, the agents forced workers to put all their belongings into plastic bags and then tied their wrists together with plastic bands. The agents then put them onto buses and brought them to this Mississippi National Guard processing center to await their fate. Wednesday's raids marked the largest workplace raid in one state ever, surpassing a 2008 Mississippi plant operation where 595 immigrants were arrested.
It's going to have an effect for years and years.
Patricia Ice is the legal projects director of the Mississippi Immigrant Rights Alliance.
What's going to happen to the migrants now?
We're hoping that most of the people will be released and sent back home. Some of them may be fitted with ankle monitors and receive notices to appear at the immigration court in the future.
These raids are unrelated to last month's nationwide deportation operations where only 35 people were arrested. And to follow up on the business angle, ICE Acting Director Matthew Ablin said employers could face charges as well if they knowingly hired workers who were in the country illegally. And that's something a lot of people are asking about. Mm-hmm. Not just the workers,
yes.
What's going to happen to the businesses?
So the businesses, yeah. It's very tough to watch an 11-year-old plead mm-hmm. for her father
on the first day of school for a lot of these kids. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, notice how they said this was hours before Trump went to El Paso, so that they're trying to put this connection there. See, it just proves he hates Hispanics because he goes and arrests them on the day he's going to El Paso after the shooting. This was planned 1 year in advance. Took a lot of resources to do this. Let me go to a break. I play Tom Homan, former ICE director. He's going to give you more details about this. He'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I remember the days folks used to stop by my business and place an order. Now customers want to place orders online but can't find me on the web. That's when I called Dan Black Studios. Dan made a custom website that included a video that allowed me to convey the message I wanted them to hear. It even looks good on mobile phones. New customers are tumbling in from my new improved ad campaign. Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and schedule a free consultation.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, a law enforcement officer. Give him a big thumbs up. Okay, Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N, was on just a couple of hours ago on Fox America's Newsroom. He's going to be giving me a little more insight of this on the Mississippi ICE raid.
Can you add to what we are hearing about this raid, one of the largest single state raids in our country's history?
Well, a couple of things. When I was ICE director, I directed the increase of worksite enforcement by 400%. And HSI actually surpassed that about 420%. And they're continuing that work today for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a magnet that draws the illegal aliens to our country. If they think they can get here and get by the Border Patrol and get a job, they keep coming, which, of course, is not only one reason our border is out of control. It also puts themselves in harm's way to hire a criminal organization to smuggle them. 31% of women are being sexually assaulted. Children are dying. We got to pull these magnets away. But on this specific operation, something your other reporter didn't talk about, this is a criminal operation. People need to understand that. We're talking about identity theft. We're talking about tax evasion. It's illegal. It's a violation of criminal statute to knowingly hire an illegal alien. It is a felony to conceal and harbor an illegal alien in your premises. So this is a criminal investigation that's going to help a lot of U.S. citizens whose identity has been stolen, their credits have been ruined by illegal aliens using their Social Security numbers to get employment.
I like Tom Homan. He kind of gets it in there. Everybody else is doom and gloom. He kind of just gets it down to a matter of fact. It's a criminal investigation. These are criminals that were supposed to show up in court, didn't show up in court, and or have some type of warrants, and they show this kind of video of them processing the folks and putting them into different areas and doing eye scans on them to check, get their true identity. So Tom Homan's going to be commenting on that little girl and what ICE actually does.
How do you respond to that little girl we just heard from? Through her tears, her father was taken away in this raid. She said, "My dad didn't do anything. He's not a criminal." It pulls at your heartstrings when you hear that.
It does, and I've done this with, over three decades. And look, immigration enforcement is always controversial, is emotional. But you know what? The blame needs to be placed on her father. Her father came to this country illegally. He brought his child here illegally. Whether he brought her here illegally or she was born here, he put his family in the position of being here illegally in violation of our laws. He should have took better action to protect his family. But let me explain what ICE does in an operation like this. If he's a sole care provider, he's a parent, there's no other parent available or any relative available, he will be released on an ankle bracelet to go home and take care of his child. No child can be left unattended. If there's another parent there, the dad may stay in custody. If there isn't, he'll be released. ICE, during their interviews, all these employees will ask him, one of the first questions they're going to ask him, is there children at home under the age of 18? Where are they? How can we contact them? So ICE does an awful lot to make sure these kids are taken care of. Again, it's sad. Separations happen all the time. It happens to U.S. citizen families when American citizens get arrested. They get separated. It's unfortunate. It's sad. But you can't blame the men and women of ICE who are enforcing laws enacted by Congress. And for Congressman Castro to come out and say this is about hate and a fear message to immigrants, he needs to read the very laws Congress enacted that makes it a crime to knowingly hire illegal aliens.
Okay, now what he's going to do, he's going to talk about what Castro said in the and down in Brazil.
Here is Joaquin Castro's statement on these ICE raids, saying, quote, "Let's be clear. ICE raids of this scale are not conducted for the purpose of immigration enforcement. They're to strike fear in our communities in a time when Latinos are already living in terror." Continue with your response to Joaquin Castro.
He is wrong. He is so wrong. This is about enforcing the immigration law. This is about laws that Congress enacted. I think Congress is in the habit of creating laws, enacting laws they didn't want to enforce. As a lawmaker, he needs to do one thing. He needs to go back and read the very statutes that Congress wrote about illegal immigration and hiring illegal immigrants. He's a lawmaker. If he don't like it, change it. But don't vilify the men and women who strap a gun to every day to do the job that Congress expects them to do.
I want to end with this criticism from Donna Brazile, former interim chair of the DNC. She joined us last hour, I should say 9 o'clock hour, and said this.
"I woke up thinking about the little children in Mississippi who are getting up this morning without a parent, through no fault of their own. I know their parents may be here, you know, with no documentation, but still they have nobody to bathe them, to comb their hair, to send them off to school. And yet, did the owners of that facility, were they arrested? Were they arrested?"
Can you address that, Tom?
Yes, the owners are under criminal investigation, absolutely. And children, I said earlier, children, ICE will make sure the child has some sort of daycare provider.
But they're under investigation, or were they arrested?
This is a criminal investigation. They're going to have to prove the charges in district court. But let me end with this. That if the message we want to keep sending the rest of the world is, you come to the United States illegally, get a job, and because it may be sad or unfortunate, you get separated from your child for a time while you're being processed, if that's the message we want to send, that we're not serious about forcing immigration laws, you're never going to solve the border crisis. More women are going to be raped. More children are going to die. And criminal cartels get richer, the same cartels that have murdered Border Patrol agents. Mm-hmm. So you can't have it both ways. Either we enforce law or we don't. Non-enforced law means open borders. And this country doesn't want open borders.
So just to be clear, I'm sorry to harbor this. The owners of the facilities, were they taken as well?
I do not know that for sure. I can tell you that what I know, this is a criminal investigation that started on identity theft, tax evasion, you know, harboring. So if they can prove a case against them, they will be charged. I mean, almost all worksite investigations start as a criminal investigation and ends with a prosecution of those who knowingly hire illegal aliens.
And by the way, if you think that the border should be secure, if you think that people should, that are here illegally and have not reported for court or should be deported, then I hate to break the news to you, but you're going to be labeled a racist. Sean, coming back to you right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of love, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running.
Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Lee County, East Central Elmore County, North Central Macon County in southeastern Alabama, South Central Tallapoosa County, until 1:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
At 12:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Tallapoosa City, or near Tallahassee, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Tuskegee, Tallahassee, Notice Olga, Franklin, Liberty City, Reeves Airport, Tallapoosa City, Yates Dam, I-85 Rest Area, Huffaby Creek, Real Town, Modone Field Municipal Airport, and Yates Reservoir. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 1:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Elmore, Macon, and Tallapoosa.
On Tuesday, after the president expressed support for a background check bill. Such legislation has been opposed in the past by the NRA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not bring any gun control legislation to the floor without widespread Republican support.
Fox's John Decker. Members of Congress are going on an immigration fact-finding trip.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's leading the delegation, says lawmakers will head to Central America first to meet with government representatives, faith-based groups, and human rights organizations. Then the group will visit McAllen, Texas, on the southern border to check out migrant detention facilities and talk with asylum seekers.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Heat advisory in effect for today. I think the heat index later could get between 105 and 108. With the actual high temperature up to about 96, big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I never seen you looking so bad.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I'm great, my friend. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. On the media, I got a question. You've been involved quite a bit with the media as well. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and I wanted to ask. Now, I know that we do have what's called freedom of speech in America and everything like that. But my question is how are they allowed on the media channels and the news channels to just flat out make their lies? I mean, a lot of the stuff that's happening that they're reporting on, but they're telling it the way it does not happen. You know, for instance, I've been on a raid before on an immigrant. Well, I was working at a company that had a raid, and it wasn't really a raid per se. It was, you know, they came in and they found some illegals. I used to work at a company called Qualico Steel in Dothan, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they came in, and it wasn't like they came in, you know, with guns drawn and everybody get on the floor or anything like that. We're snatching people up. You know, they came in and they were asking for paperwork. And if they didn't have paperwork, you know, they escorted them outside. They put them in a truck and they, you know, they took them to investigate them further.
How long ago was that?
This happened in 2009, I want to say it was. Okay. There were two guys that were working there that were illegal. And I think that they had gotten reported because it was only four agents that come in. And they were actually the company got fined because John Down, that owns the company, is a real good family friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a pretty hefty fine behind that. And the other part that is they're talking about how they're snatching these children away from their parents and their guardians or whatever. And I mean, last time I checked, when somebody goes to jail in this country, when did they ever take their children with them?
They don't.
Yeah, and I mean, you're so worried about people who are not even supposed to be here that you're forgetting about the ones that are already here. You know, the people that have been here and that have turned the soil and helped build this place into what it is.
You're absolutely right on that. When you're listening to a liberal talk, it's always heartstring. It's always emotion. It's not a fact-based thing. It's an emotional-based thing. And what Donna Brazile did with that, saying who's going to feed them, who's going to put them to bed that night, the things that she said, she didn't know what she's talking about. She didn't know the facts, but she's trying to get you to an emotional place so you'll feel sorry for these people. The thing is, if you're here illegally and you didn't show up in court, they can deport you, period.
Exactly. And then since when do people who do not have rights in this country or who are not even supposed to be here have any... I understand they have rights as human beings. They have basic human being rights. And nobody can deny that. You know, but since when did they have rights to tell us what we can and cannot do or what we will or will not do? That's something that's like... That's really been getting under my skin. It's because, I mean, it's like I've lived here my whole life and there's things that I can and cannot do and a lot more that I can't do. But they think that they can come in and tell us how we should run our country and what we should do. And I just want to know, how do they think they can keep getting away with this?
Well, if you notice, the way they do that is not them. They use surrogates to do that. They use organizations to do that. And they'll have a mouthpiece. But going back to your original question, how can the media do this? What would you suggest to do to the media?
I mean, well, that's my thing. That's why I was asking, is because, like, I don't know. I didn't know if there was, like, a law or, I mean, something that says, hey, you can't get on national television and lie to these people and put all these false allegations out there. I mean, that would be sort of like an obstruction charge, wouldn't it, or something like that?
No, well, what happens is you have to show malice and an intent to deceive. And the freedom of press, the Fourth Estate concept, is so strong in this country, that's a very difficult thing to do. So you don't want to have somebody policing the media, because you know who the first person they're going to police? Dan and Joey.
Yeah, true.
And definitely Greg.
Yeah, definitely Greg.
Especially when he does a rant. They'll police him in a skinny minute. But You don't want a caretaker and a keeper of the information that's out there. That always turns out bad, whatever country you're in.
I do understand, and you know that's good enough for me, because I feel like most especially most of the listeners. Well, another thing I wanted to say too is every time we don't get out and vote, and every time we sit at home and say, oh, that, you know, the rest of our party will make up the difference, you know, I just want our party to know, and the ones that, you know, we're trying to get to make a better country, every time you don't get out and vote and you don't help, this is what we get, you know. And that's part of the problem, and you're part of the problem for saying that it's not your problem, because it is. We all live here and we're all in this together, you know, and if we keep allowing it, we won't have anything left here.
Amen to that. And you know, America's starting to get this. What you're doing is you're having polarity from each coast, from New York and California. But when you're talking to America, and I hate it when Beto O'Rourke says, the people of El Paso or the people of Texas feel this particular way. No, they don't. That's the way Beto O'Rourke feels. That's not the way the people in Texas feel.
Exactly, and I've seen that time after time again, especially these polls that we don't know. I want to know who they're polling, because nobody I know ever thinks anything like they ever put out.
Well, here's something that when I look at these polls, and I'm pretty familiar with polls. Dick Worthlin and I were very good friends. Our offices were next to each other. He was Reagan's pollster. He taught me an awful lot about polling. One of the things that if you notice on these polls that you see, whether it's the consult poll or the new one that just came out day before yesterday, all they're talking to are registered voters. That is a total worthless poll. Because you're a registered voter doesn't mean that you're going to be voting. But it does mean you may have an opinion about something. And that's all it is an opinion. It should be an opinion poll, not a poll that you're looking at with any type of academic structure to it.
Right. Well, hey, Dan, I do appreciate you, letting me put my voice out there. And I love your show, man. I love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the kind words and appreciate you listening. Particularly, there's this guy who was... And Joe, you said you saw this.
Yeah.
This guy is a former... He is the former counterintelligence assistant director at the FBI. You know who else was in that department? Peter Strzok. So you're going to find some similarities between this guy and our good friend Peter Strzok. Listen, this is kind of long. I want you to listen to some of the crazy stuff he said.
Which one is this?
It's Frank. There you go.
All right. Let's open this
Pizzaluja.
Our next guest is not proud of a prediction he made. 5 days ago, Frank Figluzzi, the former FBI assistant director for counterintelligence, wrote the following in an op-ed in the New York Times, and we quote, "Instinct and experience tell me we're headed for trouble in the form of white hate violence stoked by a racially divisive president. He has chosen a re-election strategy based on appealing to the kinds of hatred, fear, and ignorance that can lead to violence." And once again tonight, we have Frank Figluzzi back on our broadcast. Frank, what were the signs, and how do we know how to navigate this tomorrow and the next day? This starts becoming the definition of terrorism when people develop anxiety about what should be free-flowing public places.
Exactly right. The definition of terrorism is conduct designed to coerce or intimidate the civilian population. And if we don't take action quickly, then that will continue to play out. I have a piece out just tonight in the New York Times on what sadly I think is going to happen next if we don't disrupt the chain of radicalization. What were the warning signs for me, Brian? Ironically, they weren't from my experience in domestic terrorism, but rather they were from my experience in international terrorism and radicalization to Islamic Jihad. You see the same things happening now in white hate groups, in white supremacy groups, where not only is the internet facilitating the speed of radicalization, but our leader, our chief executive, is seen as almost a mentor and a radicalizer. And unfortunately, today, we did not hear what we needed to hear from that person that these extremists and unstable people look to. He spoke in the passive voice, in the collective voice. We didn't hear first person from him. We didn't hear, "I condemn white hate ideology." We heard, "The nation must condemn it." Well, the nation does condemn it, but we didn't hear what we needed to hear. So what happens is the extremists interpret what the president read off a script today as something he needed to say, something he didn't really want to say. So the president's either getting really good advice and rejecting it, or he's getting really bad advice. And I'll give you an example of that. We have to understand the adversary and the threat we're dealing with. And if we don't understand how they think, we'll never understand how to counter them. So it's little things and language and messaging that matters. The president said that we will fly our flags at half mast until August 8th. That's 8-8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House. The numbers 8-8 are very significant in neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement. Why? Because the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, and to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8. No one's thinking about this. No one's giving him the advice, or he's rejecting the advice. So understand your adversary to counter the adversary.
That is incredible. Go ahead. That is absolutely incredible. This guy is... Peter Strzok replaced this guy, by the way. Mm-hmm. This guy was in the FBI during the Obama time, February the 7th, 2011, to July 31st, 2012, roughly 17 months during a presidential election, by the way. This guy is just out there, completely out there, 8-8. Yeah, let's continue on.
I know you're keeping your options open there, Frank, but as chilling as that is to hear, you're saying it is possible that someone who knows better is authoring or editing the words that show up and are read verbatim or are supposed to be read verbatim by the president.
I'm concerned about who is writing his script and his speeches, and what would fascinate me is what he's rejecting. So it's possible that several iterations of this speech were given to him, someone with expertise, and believe me, the expertise exists in our intelligence community and our law enforcement community and our civilian population on how to counter radicalization. So those folks could have advised him on writing an excellent speech that would have created an obstacle on this path to violence that we're on. But he either chose to not take that advice, or he's not even willing to solicit the advice.
You know who probably wrote that speech? Stephen Miller, the very well-known Jewish Nazi. I mean, this guy is so full of it, it's unbelievable. And no wonder Donald Trump didn't want people like this around him. Because these guys are full tilt bozo. This is the MSNBC person, by the way. Damn, our show will be back right after this.
Leaving is at your door. In the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell. Any major dude will tell.
The Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Shall we look at Rich's app and see if we have a thunderstorm in our area? Somebody just told me that weather bulletins are cutting in on us.
All right.
Meanwhile, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B. Papa B. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan and Joey.
How are you and where are you?
I'm in Montgomery.
I'm doing super fantabulous.
Good.
I'm just here for a few minutes.
How's the weather
look? It's clouding up. It looks like it's clouding up to the east over there, you know, out toward
Lake County.
County and all. So, yeah. But to be expected, you know. So, this guy made the connection that 88 stands for HH or How
Hitler. How Hitler,
so
yeah.
Now Trump is a swastika waving Nazi.
Yeah. I mean, and so, I mean, in his mind, so what he did is, okay, we had the shooting in El Paso, let's lower the flags, and let's raise them up on 8-8, because that's HH for Heil Hitler. Oh, God. I mean, what did this guy smoke on the way to MSNBC this morning?
Listen, I bet you if you check this person's man bag, he has a tinfoil hat in there.
You think so?
Got to. This is the level of lunacy that we're dealing with here. He made the comment, nobody's thinking about it. Well, they're all in, nobody's thinking about it.
There's a reason for that.
You know what? What a dope. I'm telling you, man, people like this just don't ever need to be anywhere close to the levers of power, anywhere, in any kind of government whatsoever. And the idea that he was replaced by Peter Strzok, you know, one is about as bad as the other, it looks to me like.
I know. What this tells me is that this was pervasive in the FBI back in 2012.
Yeah. Unbelievable. 8-8.
I know. Where are we going from here?
Who knows? But, you know, there was another topic, just real quickly. You know, they made this deal about Kamala Harris, I think Cory Booker, and
Joe Biden.
No, not Joe Biden. Another, you know, that Bernie Sanders visited this church, this black church.
Oh, in Charleston.
Where the pastor had made the, made the case that homosexuality is a sin, okay? And it'll take you to hell. Well, you know, Fox News was reporting, when I was watching Fox News reporting, and it almost was like the way it came off to me was the reporter there said, and the preacher says that homosexuality is a sin that'll take you to hell. Well, yeah, are you trying to make a point here? Or what, you know? Why are you making an issue of this? Okay, yeah, he's a pastor. He's a Christian pastor, and he's saying, okay, homosexuality is a sin, and it'll take you to hell. I don't know how else to put this other than say, apparently this reporter doesn't believe that or believes that that's some sort of a outrageous thing to think. Did you even...
I didn't see that. I heard Shepard Smith comment about that.
Yeah,
and you know, Shepard Smith is openly gay.
Shepard Smith. So anyway, I found it kind of amusing, I suppose, to hear these reporters talk about this poor old pastor, you know, preaching the gospel and he thinks it's a sin, and oh my gosh, they're visiting this place, you know, I don't know.
Before you go, Papa B, because you hopped on this 8-8 clip, I am looking at a webpage from the Anti-Defamation League. And 8-8, and I'd heard this on other shows, 8-8 is active in the white supremacist movement for the things you heard the guy say. Heil Hitler, eighth letter in the alphabet, all that. 14 is also a big number symbol in that movement because of the so-called 14 words that are their slogan. So you'll see combinations like 1488 or 14/88. But according to the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, Trump could have been sending a different message. I will read verbatim from the ADL. It should be noted that 88 or 88 can be found in non-extremist contexts. The number is used by, for instance, ham radio operators to mean hugs or hugs and kisses. So maybe Trump was just trying to say hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
It also...
Well,
yeah.
Well, it was my mother's birthday, which is
8-8,
you know.
He is the child of a Nazi.
The ADO also goes on to say, also a number of NASCAR drivers, including several well-known ones, have used the number 8888, resulting in various automobile stickers and other forms of merchandise sporting that number. Isn't it also a number on the back of some football player jerseys?
Yeah.
Isn't it just a number or just a day, too, you know?
Well, it's not the loneliest.
What if you're driving on Highway 88? Does that make you a Nazi?
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's like this, Dan. If you are, I presume now, since if you're white, you're also just automatically a racist.
Absolutely. You didn't know that? Well, no. If you're white and you think Trump is doing the right thing, and or you think that it actually was an invasion of 100,000 people coming over our border every single month, then you are racist, baby. You're racist. You might as well own it.
Well, some of the left are, apparently, because they're apologizing for just being white. Oh, my gosh. How crazy is this? How does this end, Dan? How does this conversation end?
Losing an election.
Then these two happen every single time. Because crazy people like this, like that guy, they don't need to be anywhere close to a government type power whatsoever. All right, packing up my soapbox, guys.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Papa B.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Let's go to East. I think we can fit East in. Can we? East, real quick.
You can always put me in. Hey, look, my cell phone is racist, too, because it says 8819 on it before I push the button to give you a call.
So
my calendar at home has got eights on it. I mean, there's any number of things that could be of diabolical content.
Yeah, and I saw you were playing Crazy Eights, so you little Nazi you.
Well, I have to tell you, I was very worried about June the 6th in 2006. I was freaked out, man.
Listen, you and Ozzy Osbourne.
Or that, or I was just going to rock out to some Iron Maiden and Bruce Dickinson.
for you rock aficionados out there.
There you go. Well, listen, you guys have a great day.
Thanks. And one is the loneliest number of them all. Yeah. Jim, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show. The